Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for T-Bor and Timeline.
Good morning, Huntsville. I'm with you on 2.
Good morning, T-Bor. We wanted to give you a heads up and some flexibility on your timeline today. If you'd like to get started with your test activities and your neuromotion activities early in order to give yourself some more gray space before your PAO event, you're welcome to do that. We're ready to support. Just know that you'll have to coordinate with Peggy for your neuromotion activities if you do want to start those early.
That's awesome news. Thank you very much. Great. Thank you.
And one more note, if you'd like to move your PAO event to the gym, you're welcome to do that as well.
In that case, which gym cam should I use?
Good question. We'll check on that and get back to you.
Perfect. And while I have you, I have another question regarding VitaPic.
Go ahead.
I deployed the seat yesterday. Question is: do we have to let the light turned on for the whole time, or we can go like a day-night mode, like they would do usually?
Sure. Okay. Copy your question. I know there were some discussions on that on the ground earlier, but I'll get back to you with that answer as well.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for T-Bor and follow-up.
Station 2.
Okay, I have answers to your questions. First, for cameras for your PAO event, you can choose either camera in the gym. We'll see which one you turn on the ground, and we can route that one. So dealer's choice for that. And then for the VitaPrick lights, they don't need to start their day-night cycle until after your activity tomorrow. So for today, they're just germinating, and the light source / exposure doesn't matter for them.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Peggy and work light at your convenience.
Huntsville Station Ground 2, did you call?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Peggy. We copied your crew note from yesterday asking about the work light intensity for the microgravity challenge sprouts. You're welcome to turn that down per your discretion as long as all of those petri dishes just stay in some source of light.
Hey, thanks a bunch. That'll help. I don't have to worry about it going off all the time.
Yeah, we don't need you running back and forth. Thanks, Peggy.
Thanks for the station on 2. This is Shooks for microgravity.
Good morning, Shooks. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just had a query. The location specified for placing these LG bags is Lab 1 over at 6 on the starboard side. But I find the port side to be a better location, and it already has Velcro. Will it make a difference if we shift the location?
Copy. We are checking with the PD, and while we're checking with that, I do have one delta to the procedure, if you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
In step 4, you are directed to manually agitate the algae culture bag for 15 seconds. We'd like you to extend that to 30 seconds. That'll ensure that there's no clumping or deposition that occurred during the extended storage that led up to launch.
Roger, copy that. Step 4, instead of agitating for 15 seconds, do it for 30 seconds. Copy.
Good copy, and I'll get you an answer on the location in a couple minutes.
Roger.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Aura Ring Edge Computing.
We're with you, Peggy.
Yeah, the battery charge at step 4 is 78.
We copy 78.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Aura Edge Computing.
With you on 2.
It says on step 6 I need to input the per confidential Jedi. And there's no link to that. Can you tell me the Jedi number?
Checking. And Peggy Huntsville back with you. That is message number 730306.
Okay, I found it. Thanks.
That's awesome.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Shooks and Space Microalgae.
Why don't you go ahead, please?
Yes, we heard back. You can use the port side of Lab 1 overhead 6, just as long as you maintain the spacing between those samples. You're welcome to use the port side.
Roger, all good words. Work in progress. Thank you.
So station on 2 for Aura Ring.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's my iPhone is not connecting to the Wi-Fi. It's trying to connect to ISS payload, and it isn't successfully connecting. Do you have any suggestions? I can take some pictures and send them down to you.
And checking, Peggy. And Peggy Huntsville back with you.
Peggy Huntsville.
So the Trojan that we are expecting will work is if you go into network settings, you can disconnect from the Wi-Fi completely, and then select the ISS payload 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi and reset that connection.
When settings disconnect from Wi-Fi, is when we connect to the ISS payload 2.4, and it will quickly send down the Trojan.
Okay, we should have known that you would have already done the easy stuff. We don't have any other troubleshooting tips right now, but we'll move over down here and get back to you.
Okay.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Peggy and Aura Ring.
Go ahead, Huntsville.
Hey, Peggy, in your troubleshooting attempts, did you try to power cycle your phone?
No, I have not. I'll work that.
Okay, copy. Yes, please put that in work and let us know if you have any joy. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Shooks and Space Microalgae.
Huntsville, this is Shooks. Go ahead.
We are about to hit an about 20-minute LLS, and we're not quite sure where you are in your procedure, but if you get to step 15, where you're reporting light meter readings to us, you can continue that through the LOS. Just jot down your readings, and you can report them to us on the other side.
Roger, copy that. We'll get back to you on the other side.
Thanks.
So station 2 for Aura Ring. Power cycle twice, same signature, ISS payload. When it's trying to connect, it's got, it says privacy warning underneath it, and it's got the spinning wheel.
Okay, copy, Peggy. We will seek more troubleshooting steps, but no action right now.
All right, copy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Ann and Neuromotion.
So, station on 2. Go ahead. Ann?
Good morning, Ann. Good to talk to you today. It's Lori. Just wanted to see if you could give Peggy some help on the neuromotion setup. I think you did it yesterday. She's going to need some help with that password protected message in step 4.3.
Okay, I will do so. And while I have you, I'm extending my collection time, so I'll be dropping you barcodes in kind of random places, and I just stuck one in my postlet for you.
You rock. We'll get it. Thanks.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Shooks and Space Microalgae.
Huntsville, this is Shooks. Go ahead.
Hey, we are not seeing that lab cam on with the view of Space Microalgae. Do you mind double-checking that that is on for us? And that would be lab cam 1.
Copy that. In works. Sorry, I slipped that.
That's okay. Thank you. Shooks Huntsville, Space to Ground 2. We see that view. It looks good. Thank you. And thank you to whoever helped.
Well, Zephyr, and thank you. Huntsville Station, this is Shooks for MicroLD.
Go ahead, Shooks.
I have the readings for you confirmed and ready to copy.
We're ready.
Roger, LR1, decimal 74, LR2, 1 decimal 40, LR3, 3.04, R4, 3.98, LR5, 3.35.
Copy. copy, and let me read that back to you. I have LR1 at decimal 74, LR2 at 1.40, LR3 at 3.04, LR4 at 3.98, and LR5 at 2.35.
That is correct.
Copy, thanks.
Huntsville Station on 2, can you look at the field of view for the neuromotion setup?
Peggy, we're checking. Stand by. And Peggy, that's good field of view. Thanks.
Huntsville, this is Shooks. Go ahead for micro LED.
Hey, Shooks, while we've been looking at this view of the algae bags, we're wondering if you could move the two algae bags that are closest to the petri dishes. They're in that extra light from that work light. Could you move them to be above some of the other bags that you have towards the right of our view, just so they're all in a little bit more uniform light?
Oh, absolutely. I will rearrange, and you can tell me if that works for you.
Copy. We'll be watching.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Tibby.
I lost you, Huntsville.
And for Tibby on 2.
Hey, just wanted to let him know that he can remove that AstroSkin headband, and then he can put it back on after his PAO event.
He understands. Thank you.
Huntsville, Shooks, for MicroLG, confirm you're happy with it.
AFM, looks good.
Roger, thank you.
So station on 2 for passive air samplers.
Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I noticed that the passive sampler in the node 1 aft hatchway has one of the drawers like half closed. It's drawer 12. And I think they're supposed to be either full open or full closed. I just wanted to double check that before I open it back up.
Okay, checking.
Huntsville Station on 2, step 8 of neuromotion initial setup.
With you on 2.
Yeah, we do not get the figure 17 new USB device detected on the Columbus laptop.
We copy, Peggy. Stand by. And Peggy, back with you. Can we confirm that you saw figure 16 and selected file transfer at that point?
Yes, confirmed. We saw that.
Copy. And Peggy, can you try a different USB port on the laptop and see if the pop-up comes up?
It didn't work. Okay, we found it. It wasn't exactly as written by in the procedure, but Tibor managed to find it.
We copy. That's why you're the pros.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for passive aerosol monitor.
For the air monitor.
Hey, we are still hunting down the choreography for these passive samplers. There's kind of a lot going on with them, but while we're doing that, I wanted to verify the serial number of that monitor with you. We copied drawer 12, but if you could report the serial number, that would be helpful.
Checking. Cell station, that is serial number 8.
Okay, copy serial number 8. That's helpful. We'll get back to you in a minute with that drawer config.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy or for neuromotion.
Go ahead on 2.
We see that he hasn't removed that AstroSkin cap. Again, we just want to recommend that he does that.
Hey, Huntsville, I would have a question regarding the PhotoCap Bluetooth options.
Go ahead with your question.
So, procedure tells me that I should connect the photon cap as a new device on Bluetooth, but there was already one photon cap connected with the serial number ending in 67. But I wanted to add a new device, and it found a new one, serial number ending 81. And I wanted to collect that because I thought that this is the one that I have on my arm right now, and then it told me that I have to enter a PIN on this device, which I don't really think it's possible because there is no way to enter anything on this photon cap amplifier.
I copy. Let me check on that.
Thank you.
And Tibby, we have never seen that pin option come up, so we recommend that you hit enter and see if you can bypass that.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Ann and Aerosol Monitors.
So station Tibby on 2 for Neuromotion.
I'm with you, Tibby.
I'm trying to connect the photon cap amplifier with Bluetooth, but it says now it doesn't give me the pin option anymore, but it's just connecting for 4 minutes now, so I don't have too much faith that it will happen. And the other photon cap device with the serial number ending 67, I think that's another amplifier because the Core Division software doesn't recognize it. So I'm thinking that the one that I am, you know, trying to connect to now, that's the right one, it just doesn't connect.
Okay, Tibby, understand. We're looking into it.
Thank you.
And so I'll go ahead on to you for the aerosol monitors.
Hey, we believe from everything we see down here that all of the drawers on serial number 8 should be open. So if the rest of the drawers on serial number 8 are already open, you can go ahead and open up that drawer that you were talking about earlier.
Okay, yeah, all the other drawers are open, so I will open door 12 all the way back up. Thanks.
Copy. Thank you. Tibby, all we can think of right now is to try to stop that connection and see if you can restart the connection.
They actually just stopped the connection because they wanted to restart it, but now the virtual machine is frozen, so I cannot really click on anything.
Munich station is 2 for ETO Pirogi.
And this is Munich. Good morning, Swaff.
Good morning, Norbert. Great to hear your voice. We are running a bit late with Pirogi because we had some problems to put the water in. And I was wondering if the Maxine session could be slightly delayed if I go over time.
Swaff, that is no issue from our side, and as we see that the Columbus PAO event for TB is probably taking place in GEM, there should be also not be a big problem, so to say. You should have some gray space that you can use, and you can also expect some Mediaset test involvement also in that time frame. Just go ahead with your priority.
Okay, excellent. So I'll prioritize the recordings, and unless it goes really over time, then I'll switch to Maxine, and I'll let you know exactly when.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
Station Hustle on 2 for Tibby for hopefully some troubleshooting steps here.
Station 2.
Okay, so at step 4.4, actually, there is a note box, and we need you to perform step 2 in that note box, and then you'll click on the X after that and shut it down and do a soft reboot of the laptop. If you can't find that, minimize the virtual machine to stop the virtual machine, then let's get that work. And correction, that's not created as a subpage on my laptop. And Tibby, back with you on 2. We're about 30 seconds away from a 7-minute LOS. So if that is no joy, we're just going to let you skip to step 9 and finish out the procedure through there. We'll just skip the part that's not working.
JLP P1 D2 E2 F2, bag 5306.
Good copy. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member.
Sagan, was that Houston on 2?
It was Huntsville, but they sound the same. I am looking for some help at Gym Deck 4, Melfi 1 Doer 2. That door seems to be open. If someone could close it back.
That's in order. Huntsville Station on 2. The Melty 1, door 2, it was unlocked, and the handle was about a degree or two off, so it's now closed again, and the LED's off.
Thank you. Looks good here on the ground. Thanks.
Huntsville Station, 3 Surround 2, we were unable to find that slide in CTB 5306 in GLP.
Okay, copy, Johnny. Wow, we have everyone on the goose hunt for this sample holder slide. We will go with Peggy's suggestion to tape. Give me just a second and let me get some words on exactly how we want that done. Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Michael Fluick. Okay, I have taping instructions if you guys are ready. Phone 2 for sample. Just looking for if you found that for our reference.
Yeah, it was in a blue Nomex bag, but it was in a bubble bag that was labeled wall plate.
Copy that. Camouflage bubble bag.
That's it.
And Peggy, we copy the view. Thank you.
Toll station on 2, the LSG work volume is...
We copy, Vapor. Thanks.
Council station is Slav on 4 for microfluidics.
And Slav Huntsville's with you. We are still working on that imaging. If you could stand by, we'll give you a call back in 2 minutes.
Okay, standing by. Thank you. And Huntsville Station is Slav on 4 for microfluidics.
And Slav, we're with you on 2.
I was wondering if how it is going with the microscope, and as well I wanted to let you know that Peggy has Clio and she will need to use the microscope just after microfluidics.
And you are both reading our minds. That was our plan, to have you stand down from the rest of microfluidics right now. We will pick it up later today. Ask Peggy to go ahead and get started in her Clio activity, so she will remove your sample and install Clio sample. So jump into those activities, and then we'll let you know later in the day when we can get back and finish imaging the microfluidic sample.
Okay, excellent. For me, there's no problem, and if I have 2 samples ready next to the microscope, so they can stay there until we finish up.
And that's a good plan. And also, if Peggy's listening, we have some additional words when she removes the Clio samples from Sable, if she could please give us a call before she opens the door.
I am ready to copy.
Good afternoon, Peggy. So yesterday we asked you to adjust the series of events when opening the door to limit how long the door is open. There's still a concern that the Sable door is open longer than the PD would like. Mainly the issue is the CO2 inside Sable and having limited resources of CO2. So the order of steps we'd like you to follow today is a bit different than the procedure. If you're ready to copy or would like to write this down.
Ready to copy.
Okay. So we would like you to open the Sable door and pull out the BioCell habitat, then close and latch the Sable door. From the habitat, pull out the vented bags, check for leaks, close the habitat back up, then reopen the Sable door, put the habitat in, and close and latch the Sable door.
That's what I was doing yesterday.
Copy that. We just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page. Thank you.
So one complication is right there in front of the door is a lot of cabling, and I've moved it out as much as I could, but I can't get the door all the way open, so that means I have to kind of finagle and pull the habitats out. It takes a little bit longer to pull them out. It's not just a matter of reaching in. I can go look and see if I can rearrange the cabling around there to make it a little easier to get it further open, but that's the only thing really that's delaying me is that... I can't get the door fully open.
copy that, and thanks for that additional information. Any adjustment of the cables you can do to make that exchange quicker would be much appreciated.
See what I can do.
The substation on 2 for Cleo and microfluidics.
With you on 2, Peggy.
Yeah, so I'm go to just open and remove the microfluidics so that I can free it up and have it ready to go when I get ready to do the Cleo, right? Because that's not a part of my procedure.
Yes, please, if you wouldn't mind helping swab with that, and then you can just trash the sample when you remove it.
Okay, copy. I'll probably just set it aside and work on Cleo first and then deal with it.
Sounds like a good plan. And we see the view, Peggy. Thank you very much. Your go to insert into Kermit. And we copy that you've completed the activity. Thanks, Peggy.
And cell station on 2, we were able to bungee some of the cabling and lines down, and that seems to hold it open at least enough so that I can get the tray all the way in and out. So hopefully that'll keep the CO2 at better levels in the incubator.
Sounds perfect. Thanks for all your help, Peggy.
Hansel Station 2, this is Tibby for Acquired Technical Assist.
And with you on 2, Tibby.
Hey, Hansel. I'm so sorry, but I cannot find the application on my iPad home screen, neither on my iPhone.
And stand by, we're checking.
Thank you. I was also using the search function.
And Tibby, just wanted to verify, you actually need to be on your iPad, not your iPhone, for this activity.
Exactly. I also checked on my iPhone, and I also don't have it there, but I was using the iPad.
Copy that. Stand by. We're checking.
Huntsville Station is Suave on 2 for microfluidics.
Hi, Suave. We are with you on 2.
While we were in LOS, I...
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and AET.
Two and 2, Huntsville.
Hey, Tibby, we have one more clarifying question while we try to figure out what's going on. When you tried to navigate to the website that is in Procedure 2.001, Step 1.2, did you copy and paste it into the browser, or did you type it in separately?
I just copy. You want me to copy it?
You can try to, would like you to copy it, please, but ensure when you copy it from that step that you do not include the period at the end of the sentence.
All right, I will get back to you soon.
Thanks so much. And Station Huntsville, Space Around 2 for Peggy in Aura Ring.
Peggy for Aura Ring. What you got for me?
So we have a few steps for you to try, but we need to point you back to the procedure from this morning, 2.002.
Okay, 2.002.
And you can reference figure 2, and we would like you on the iPhone to go to the Wi-Fi settings and toggle on and off.
Okay, I'm going to go get the phone now. All right, so that, and I get the same signature I saw this morning. Wi-Fi green button is toggled on, and I get a spinning wheel with next to ISS payload 2.4 gigahertz, and underneath that in small text is privacy warning.
Okay, so now we need to, within those Wi-Fi settings, to navigate to the PAM network and the private addresses, and then toggle that on and off as well. Okay, and my correction, it'll say payload VLAN.
Huntsville, this is TVM 2, still not working, unfortunately.
Copy that, Tibby. Thanks for the information. We'll keep scratching our heads.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Well, on the Wi-Fi page, I'm on the ISS payload. I went to information on the ISS Halo 2.4 gigahertz, or is there something else? Because I have no other networks available on this phone.
Yes, that's the correct one, Peggy. And then you should see private addresses and toggle that on and off, or off and on.
It won't go forward, so I touch, it currently says private Wi-Fi off, and it won't let me change it.
Copy that. Then we'd like you to step into Jedi Message 73-0306. Reference, there's some words in there to help you configure the Wi-Fi.
Okay, copy. That's in work, 73-0306.
Copy that. Thank you.
Bill Station on 2.
With you on 2, Peggy.
Yeah, so in order to use the confidential message, you have to have internet to start with, and I don't have that. I have, you know, instead of little Wi-Fi signals, I have dot, dot, dot. So I can go to Google Chrome, as called for in the procedure on step 5, and I can input an address, but it can't find anything because it has no Wi-Fi.
And is it possible to use an SSC or an iPad to open that Jedi message?
You can open the Jedi message, no problem. But on the iPhone, the Aura Ring iPhone, there's no Wi-Fi, so I can't input Chrome. I can't input that information. I have the information. I just can't input it. Cause I can input it, but it can't find it because there's no internet. I can take some screenshots and send them if that would be helpful. On my
we
other
phone. We copy
all,
Peggy. Of course. We copy. We're all on the same page now. And yes, please, if you could send us some screenshots, that would be very helpful.
Okay. I'll do that, and I'll send them down in a box under Aura Ring.
And Peggy, just to double check, the purpose of the Jedi message was to help you configure the Wi-Fi on your iPhone so you would have Wi-Fi. So I'm assuming what you're saying is that those steps were not successful?
No, because when I input the address for the confidential message, it says you have no internet connection.
And Peggy, in the Jedi message, there is a figure that is supposed to help you configure the Wi-Fi on your phone before you try to insert the address per the Jedi message.
Where do I find that configure page? Looked in settings and general and all kinds of places. Is there a particular place to find it?
And stand by. We're working with Axiom to get this information.
And I did a search on that phone, the Aura Ring phone, and just typed in configure IPv4, and I don't get anything.
Copy that. I'm getting steps now.
Stand by.
Peggy, Huntsville's back with you on one, too.
Ready to copy.
Okay, I broke my iPhone out so I can do this with you. Within settings, go to Wi-Fi. Then next to your network, there's a blue eye in a circle. So click on that. And scroll down to configure IP. It's probably on automatic. Select manual. And once you're in manual, there's a spot where you can type in an IP address, a subnet mask, and a router number, and all of that information should be in that confidential Jedi message.
Got it. Let me work that. Huntsville Station on 2. Those steps are complete.
Copy that. So if you go back to the procedure and pick up in step 5 and let us know if that's successful.
Sure. Huntsville Station on 2.
Go on 2, Peggy.
Step 5, I open Google Chrome. I put in the address from the confidential message. And says my connection is not private. Should I go back to safety or...
And no, that's what you need to do, and then go on to step 7.
I selected advanced, and then I get a new page that says this server could not prove that it is, and then it has the part of the name, and its security certificate is...
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby, and one more attempt with AET.
Hello, Huntsville. VQ on 2.
Hello, Tibby. Our last bright idea is to ask you to please attempt it on a different Axiom iPad.
All right, sounds good. I will find one. Hang on.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Vapor and LSG.
Huntsville Station on 2, this is Tibby.
With you on 2, Tibby.
Okay, so funny thing happened. I tried on Swabs that it worked for the third time, and then I tried on mine as well, it worked for the first time. I went until the login page on both, and now it doesn't work again. I was fishing for the username and the password, I found it, and Jedi message. This tells me that the website of this university, so the server is so slow, that basically the browser just gives up loading.
And we copy all that information. That's good to know. We will keep scratching our heads down here. Thank you, and I wish you a good night, and hope we aren't talking about this anymore today.
Thank you very much, Huntsville. If there is any way to let the PI know that, I'm pretty sure that the trouble is on their end. Maybe they can do something about the server. I don't know. But thank you very much for all your support. You guys are great.
And we'll definitely let them know. I'll send them a comm clip so they'll have your exact words and they can work from there.
Awesome. Good night.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Nano Eye Inserts.
QN2 Huntsville.
Hey, Tibby. We just want to verify whether you have completed your Nano Eye Insert activity at 1945, since there's an hour time constraint between it and the survey, and we didn't want to keep you awake any later than necessary.
That is actually very sweet of you. No, we had the ACC running a little bit longer and ever since then I started to collect things for tomorrow. I will do it right now, and then I will do the questioner 1 hour later. That's all right.
That sounds perfect. Thanks so much, and have a good day.
You guys, and thank you for letting me know.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Tibor and Timeline.
Good morning, Huntsville. I'm with you on 2.
Good morning, Tibor. We wanted to give you a heads up and some flexibility on your timeline today. If you'd like to get started with your test activities and your neuromotion activities early in order to give yourself some more gray space before your PAO event, you're welcome to do that. We're ready to support. Just know that you'll have to coordinate with Peggy for your neuromotion activities if you do want to start those early.
That's awesome news. Thank you very much. Great. Thank you.
And one more note, if you'd like to move your PAO event to the gym, you're welcome to do that as well.
In that case, which gym cam should I use?
Good question. We'll check on that and get back to you.
Perfect. And while I have you, I had another question regarding VTAPIC.
Go ahead.
I deployed the seed yesterday. Question is, do we have to let the light turned on for the whole time, or we can go like a day-night mode like they would do usually?
Okay, copy your question. I know there were some discussions on that on the ground earlier, but I'll get back to you with that answer as well.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Tibor and follow-up.
Space Ground 2.
Okay, I have answers to your questions. First, for cameras for your PAO event, you can choose either camera in the gym. We'll see which one you turn on the ground, and we can route that one. So dealer's choice for that. And then for the VitaPrick lights,
they don't need to start their day-night cycle until after your activity tomorrow. So for today, they're just germinating, and the light source / exposure doesn't matter for them.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Worklight at your convenience.
Huntsville Station on 2, did you call?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Peggy. We copied your crew note from yesterday asking about the work light intensity for the microgravity challenge sprouts. You're welcome to turn that down per your discretion as long as all of those petri dishes just stay in some source of light.
Okay, thanks a bunch. That'll help. I don't have to worry about it going off all the time.
Yeah, we don't need you running back and forth. Thanks, Peggy.
Station on 2, this is Shooks for microgravity.
Good morning, Shooks. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just had a query. The location specified for placing these LD bags is Lab 1 over at 6 on the starboard side, but I find the port side to be a better location and it already has Velcro. So will it make a difference if we shift the location?
Copy. We are checking with the PD, and while we're checking with that, I do have one delta to the procedure, if you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
In step 4, you are directed to manually agitate the algae culture bag for 15 seconds. We'd like you to extend that to 30 seconds. That'll ensure that there's no clumping or deposition that occurred during the extended storage that led up to launch.
Roger, copy that. Step 4, instead of agitating for 15 seconds, do it for 30 seconds. Copy.
Good copy, and I'll get you an answer on the location in a couple minutes.
Roger.
I'm still stationed on 2 for Aura Ring Edge Computing.
We're with you, Peggy.
Yeah, the battery charge at step 4 is 78.
We copy 78.
Cell station on 2 for Aura Edge Computing.
With you on 2.
It says on step 6 I need to input the confidential Jedi, and there's no link to that. Can you tell me the Jedi number?
Checking. And Peggy Huntsville back with you. That is message number 730306.
Copy, I found it. Thanks.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Shooks and Space Microalgae.
Just go ahead, please.
Yes, we heard back. You can use the port side of Lab 1 overhead 6, just as long as you maintain the spacing between those samples. You're welcome to use the port side.
Roger, all good words. Work in progress. Thank you.
So, station on 2 for Aura Ring.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's my iPhone is not connecting to the Wi-Fi. It's trying to connect to ISS payload, and it isn't successfully connecting. Do you have any suggestions? I can take some pictures and send them down to you.
And checking, Peggy. And Peggy Huntsville back with you.
Yeah,
so the Trojan that we are expecting will work is if you go into network settings, you can disconnect from the Wi-Fi completely and then select the ISS payload 2.4 and reach that connection.
When settings disconnect Wi-Fi, it's going to reconnect to the ISS payload 2.4.
And Aura Ring.
Go ahead, Huntsville.
Hey, Peggy, in your troubleshooting attempts, did you try to power cycle your phone?
No, I have not. I'll work that next.
Okay, copy. Yes, please put that in work and let us know if you have any joy. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Shooks and Space Microalgae.
Huntsville, this is Shooks. Go ahead.
We are about to hit an about 20-minute LLS, and we're not quite sure where you are in your procedure, but if you get to step 15, where you're reporting light meter readings to us, you can continue that through the LOS. Just jot down your readings, and you can report them to us on the other side.
Roger. Copy that. We'll get back to you on the other side.
Thanks.
Station 2 for Orring. Power cycle twice, same signature, ISS payload, when it's trying to connect, it's got, it says privacy warning underneath it, and it's got the spinning wheel.
Okay, copy, Peggy. We will seek more troubleshooting steps, but no action right now.
All right, copy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Ann and Neuromotion.
So, station on 2. Go ahead. Ann?
Good morning, Ann. Good to talk to you today. It's Lori. Just wanted to see if you could give Peggy some help on the neuromotion setup. I think you did this yesterday. She's going to need some help with that password protected message in step 4.3.
Okay, I will do so. And while I have you, I understand I am extending my collection time, so I'll be dropping you barcodes in kind of random places, and I just stuck one in my postlet for you.
You rock. We'll get it. Thanks.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Shooks and Space Microalgae.
Huntsville, this is Shooks. Go ahead.
Hey, we are not seeing that lab cam on with the view of Space Microalgae. Do you mind double-checking that that is on for us? And that would be lab cam 1.
Copy that. Inward. Sorry, I slipped that.
That's okay. Thank you. Shooks Huntsville, Space to Ground 2. We see that view. It looks good. Thank you. And thank you to whoever helped.
Well, Zephyr, and thank you. Huntsville Station, this is Shooks for microalgae.
Go ahead, Shooks.
I have the readings for you confirmed and ready to copy.
We're ready.
Roger. LR1, decimal 74. LR2, 1.40. LR3, 3.04, LR4, 3.98, LR5,
0.35. Copy, and let me read that back to you. I have LR1 at decimal 74, LR2 at 1.40, LR3 at 3.04, LR4 at 3.98, and LR5 at 2.35.
That is correct.
Copy, thanks.
Huntsville Station on 2, can you look at the field of view for the neuromotion setup?
Peggy, we're checking. Stand by. And Peggy, that's good field of view. Thanks.
Huntsville, this is Shooks. Go ahead for microalgae.
Hey, Shooks, while we've been looking at this view of the algae bags, we're wondering if you could move the two algae bags that are closest to the petri dishes. They're in that extra light from that work light. Could you move them to be above some of the other bags that you have towards the right of our view, just so they're all in a little bit more uniform light?
Oh, absolutely. I will rearrange, and you can tell me if that works for you.
Copy. We'll be watching.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Tibby.
I lost you, Huntsville.
And for Tibby on 2.
Hey, just wanted to let him know that he can remove that AstroSkin headband, and then he can put it back on after his PAO event.
He understands. Thank you.
Huntsville, Shooks, for microalgae, confirm you're happy with it?
AFM, looks good.
Roger, thank you.
So, station on 2 for passive air samplers.
Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I noticed that the passive sampler in the Node 1 aft hatchway has one of the drawers like half closed. It's drawer 12. And I think they're supposed to be either full open or full closed. I just wanted to double check that before I open it back up.
Okay, checking.
Cell station on 2, step 8 of neuromotion initial setup.
Move you on 2.
Yeah, we do not get the figure 17 new USB device detected on the Columbus laptop.
We copy, Peggy. Stand by. And Peggy, back with you. Can we confirm that you saw figure 16 and selected file transfer at that point?
Yes, confirmed. We saw that.
Copy. And Peggy, can you try a different USB port on the laptop and see if the pop-up comes up?
It works. Right, we found it. It wasn't exactly as written by the, in the procedure, but Tibor managed to find it.
We copy. That's why you're the pros.
Station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for passive aerosol monitor.
For the air monitor.
Hey, we are still hunting down the choreography for these passive samplers. There's kind of a lot going on with them, but while we're doing that, I wanted to verify the serial number of that monitor with you. We copied drawer 12, but if you could report the serial number, that would be helpful.
Checking. Cell station, that is serial number 8.
Okay, copy serial number 8. That's helpful. We'll get back to you in a minute with that drawer config.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Peggy or for neuromotion.
Go ahead on 2.
We see that he hasn't removed that astro skin cap. Again, we just want to recommend that he does that.
Hey, Huntsville, I would have a question regarding the PhotoCap Bluetooth options.
Go ahead with your question.
So, procedure tells me that I should connect the photon cap as a new device on Bluetooth, but there was already one photon cap connected with the serial number ending in 67. But I wanted to add a new device, and it found a new one, serial number ending 81. And I wanted to collect that because I thought that this is the one that I have on my arm right now, and then it told me that I have to enter a PIN on this device, which I don't really think it's possible because there is no way to enter any PIN on this photon cap amplifier.
I copy. Let me check on that.
Thank you.
And Tibby, we have never seen that PIN option come up, so we recommend that you hit enter and see if you can bypass that.
Yes.
Station Huntsville, space ground 2 for Ann and aerosol monitors.
So station TV on 2 for neuromotion.
I'm with you, TV.
I'm trying to connect the photon cap amplifier with Bluetooth, but it says, so now it doesn't give me the PIN option anymore, but it's just connecting for 4 minutes now, so I don't have too much faith that it will happen. And the other photon cap device with the serial number ending 67, I think that's another amplifier because the Core Division software doesn't recognize it. So I'm thinking that the one that I am, you know, trying to connect now, that's the right one, it just doesn't connect.
Okay, TB, understand. We're looking into it.
Thank you.
And so I'll go ahead on to you for the aerosol monitors.
Hey, we believe from everything we see down here that all of the drawers on serial number 8 should be open. So if the rest of the drawers on serial number 8 are already open, you can go ahead and open up that drawer that you were talking about earlier.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, all the other drawers are open, so I will open drawer 12 all the way back up. Thanks.
Copy. Thank you. Maybe all we can think of right now is to try to stop that connection and see if you can restart the connection.
They actually just stopped the connection because I wanted to restart it, but now the virtual machine is frozen, so I cannot really click on anything.
Phoenix Station is flat 2 for ETO Pirogi.
And this is Munich. Good morning, Swarf.
Good morning, Norbert. Great to hear your voice. We are running a bit late with Pirogi because we had some problems to put the water in. And I was wondering if the Maxine session could be slightly delayed if I go over time.
Swarf, that is no issue from our side. And as we see that the Columbus PAO event for TB is probably taking place in GEM, there should be also not be a big problem, so to say. You should have some gray space that you can use, and you can also expect some MediaSet test involvement also in that time frame. Just go ahead with your priority.
Okay, excellent. So I'll prioritize the recordings, and unless it goes really over time, then I'll switch to Maxine and I'll let you know exactly when.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Tibby for hopefully some troubleshooting steps here.
Station 2.
Okay, so at step 4.4, actually, there is a note box, and we need you to perform step 2 in that note box. And then you'll click on the X after that and shut it down and do a soft reboot of the laptop.
I was wondering if
how it is going with the microscope, and as well I wanted to let you know that Peggy has Clio and she will need to use the microscope just after microfluidics.
And you are both reading our minds. That was our plan, to have you stand down from the rest of microfluidics right now. We will pick it up later today. Ask Peggy to go ahead and get started in her Clio activity, so she will remove your sample and install Clio sample. So jump into those activities, and then we'll let you know later in the day when we can get back and finish imaging the microfluidic sample.
Okay, excellent. For me, there is no problem, and if I have two samples ready next to the microscope, so they can stay there until we finish up.
And that's a good plan. And also, if Peggy's listening, we have some additional words when she removes the Clio samples from Sable. If she could please give us a call before she opens the door.
I am ready to copy.
Good afternoon, Peggy. So yesterday we asked you to adjust the series of events when opening the door to limit how long the door is open. There's still a concern that the Sable door is open longer than the PD would like. Mainly the issue is the CO2 inside Sable and having limited resources of CO2. So the order of steps we'd like you to follow today is a bit different than the procedure. If you're ready to copy or would like to write this down.
Ready to copy.
Okay. So we would like you to open the Sable door and pull out the BioCell habitat, then close and latch the Sable door. From the habitat, pull out the vented bags, check for leaks, close the habitat back up, then reopen the Sable door, put the habitat in, and close and latch the Sable door.
That's what I was doing yesterday.
Copy that. We just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page. Thank you.
So one complication is right there in front of the door is a lot of cabling, and I've moved it out as much as I could, but I can't get the door all the way open, so that means I have to kind of finagle and pull the habitats out. It takes a little bit longer to pull them out. It's not just a matter of reaching in. I can go look and see if I can rearrange the cabling around there to make it a little easier to get it further open, but that's the only thing really that's delaying me is that I can't get the door fully open.
Copy that, and thanks for that additional information. Any adjustment of the cables you can do to make that exchange quicker would be much appreciated.
See what I can do. Substation on 2 for Clio and microfluidics.
With you on 2, Peggy.
Yeah, so I'm go to just open and remove the microfluidics so that I can free it up and have it ready to go when I get ready to do the Clio, right? Because that's not a part of my procedure.
Yes, please, if you wouldn't mind helping swab with that, and then you can just trash the sample when you remove it.
Okay, copy. I'll probably just set it aside and work on Clio first and then deal with it.
Sounds like a good plan. And we see the view, Peggy. Thank you very much. Your go to insert into Kermit. And we copy that you've completed the activity. Thanks, Peggy.
Cell station on 2, we were able to bungee some of the cabling and lines down, and that seemed to hold it open at least enough so that I could get the tray all the way in and out. So hopefully that'll keep the CO2 at better levels in the incubator.
Sounds perfect. Thanks for all your help, Peggy.
Cell station 2, this is Tibby for acquired technical test.
And with you on 2, Tibby.
Hey, Hanswell. I'm so sorry, but I cannot find the application on my iPad home screen, neither on my iPhone.
And stand by, we're checking.
Thank you. I was also using the search function.
And Tibby, just wanted to verify, you actually need to be on your iPad, not your iPhone, for this activity.
Exactly.
I also checked on my iPhone, and I also don't have it there. But I was using the iPad.
Copy that. Stand by. We're checking.
Huntsville Station is Suave on 2 for Microfluidics.
Hi, Suave. We are with you on 2.
While we were in LOS, I...
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chibi and AET.
Tune to Huntsville.
Hey, Tibby, we have one more clarifying question while we try to figure out what's going on. When you tried to navigate to the website that is in Procedure 2.001, Step 1.2, did you copy and paste it into the browser, or did you type it in separately?
I just typed in separately. You want me to copy it?
You can try to, we'd like you to copy it, please, but ensure when you copy it from that step that you do not include the period at the end of the sentence.
All right, I will get back to you soon.
Thanks so much. And Station Huntsville, Space Round 2 for Peggy in Aura Ring.
Huntsville, Peggy for Aura Ring. What you got for me?
So we have a few steps for you to try, but we need to point you back to the procedure from this morning, 2.002.
Okay, 2.002.
And you can reference figure 2, and we would like you on the iPhone to go to the Wi-Fi settings and toggle on and off.
Okay, I'm going to go get the phone now. All right, so and I get the same signature I saw this morning. Wi-Fi green button is toggled on, and I get a spinning wheel with next to ISS payload 2.4 gigahertz, and underneath that in small text is privacy warning.
Okay, so now we need to, within those Wi-Fi settings, to navigate to the PAM network and the private addresses, and then toggle that on and off as well. Okay, and my correction, it'll say payload VLAN.
Hey, Huntsville, this is TV on 2. Still not working, unfortunately.
Copy that, Tibby. Thanks for the information. We'll keep scratching our heads.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Well, on the Wi-Fi page, I'm on the ISS payload. I went to information on the ISS payload 2.4 gigahertz, or is there something else? Because I have no other networks available on this phone.
Yes, that's the correct one, Peggy. And then you should see private addresses and toggle that on and off, or off and on.
Won't go forward, so I touch. It currently says private Wi-Fi off, and it won't let me change it.
Copy that. Then we'd like you to step into Jedi Message 73-0306. Reference, there's some words in there to help you configure the Wi-Fi.
Okay, copy. That's in work, 730306.
Copy that. Thank you.
Bill Station on 2.
With you on 2, Peggy.
Yeah, so in order to use the confidential message, you have to have internet to start with, and I don't have that. I have, you know, instead of little Wi-Fi signal, I have dot, dot, dot. So I can go to Google Chrome, as called for in the procedure on step 5, and I can input an address, but it can't find anything because it has no Wi-Fi.
And is it possible to use an SSC or an iPad to open that Jedi message?
You can open the Jedi message, no problem. But on the iPhone, the Aura Ring iPhone, there's no Wi-Fi, so I can't input Chrome. I can't input that information. I have the information. I just can't input it. I can input it, but it can't find it because there's no internet.
I can take
send them if that would be helpful. On my
we
other
copy
phone,
all,
of
Peggy. Of course. We copy. We're all on the same page now. And yes, please, if you could send us some screenshots, that would be very helpful.
Okay. I'll do that, and I'll send them down in a box under Aura Ring.
And Peggy, just to double check, the purpose of the Jedi message was to help you configure the Wi-Fi on your iPhone so you would have Wi-Fi. So I'm assuming what you're saying is that those steps were not successful?
No, because when I input the address for the confidential message, it says you have no internet connection.
And Peggy, in the Jedi message, there is a figure that is supposed to help you configure the Wi-Fi on your phone before you try to insert the address per the Jedi message.
Where do I find that configure page? That's in settings and general and all kinds of places. Is there a particular place to find it?
And stand by. We're working with Axiom to get this information.
And I did a search on that phone, the Aura Ring phone, and just typed in configure IPv4, and I don't get anything.
Copy that. I'm getting steps now.
Stand by.
And Peggy, Huntsville's back with you on this one, too.
Ready to copy.
Okay, I broke my iPhone out so I can do this with you. Within settings, go to Wi-Fi. Then next to your network, there's a blue eye in a circle. So click on that. And scroll down to configure IP. It's probably on automatic. Select manual. And once you're in manual, there's a spot where you can type in an IP address, a subnet mask, and a router number, and all of that information should be in that confidential Jedi message.
Got it. Let me work that. Huntsville Station on 2. Those steps are complete.
Copy that. So if you go back to the procedure and pick up in step 5 and let us know if that's successful.
Sure. Until station on 2.
Go on 2, Peggy.
Step 5, I open Google Chrome. I put in the address from the confidential message, and it says my connection is not private. Should I go back to safety or...
And no, that's what you need to do, and then go on to step 7.
I selected advanced, and then I get a new page that says this server could not prove that it is, and then it has the part of the name, and its security certificate is...
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby, and one more attempt with AET.
Hello, Huntsville. VQ on 2.
Hello, Tibby. Our last bright idea is to ask you to please attempt it on a different Axiom iPad.
All right, sounds good. I will find one. Hang on.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Vapor and LSG.
Huntsville Station on 2, this is Tibby.
With you on 2, Tibby.
Okay, so funny thing happened. I tried on Swaz, but it worked for the first time, and then I tried on mine as well, it worked for the first time. I went until the login page on both, and now it doesn't work again. I was fishing for the username and the password, I found it, the Jedi message. This tells me that the website of this university, so the server is so slow, that basically the browser just gives up loading.
And we copy all that information. That's good to know. We will keep scratching our heads down here. Thank you, and I wish you a good night, and hope we aren't talking about this anymore today.
Thank you very much, Huntsville. If there is any way to let the PI know that
I'm pretty sure that the trouble is on their end. Maybe they can do something about the server, I don't know. But thank you very much for all your support. You guys are great.
I will definitely let them know. I'll send them a comp clip so they'll have your exact words and they can work from there.
Awesome. Good night.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Nano Eye Inserts.
You on 2, Huntsville?
Hey, Tibby, we just want to verify whether you have completed your nano eye insert activity at 1945, since there's an hour time constraint between it and the survey, and we didn't want to keep you awake any later than necessary.
That is actually very sweet of you. No, we had the ACC running a little bit longer and ever since then I started to collect things for tomorrow. I will do it right now, and then I will do the questionnaire 1 hour later. That's all right.
That sounds perfect. Thanks so much, and have a good day.
You guys, and thank you for letting me know.